Excuse me.
Hello. Okay.
Okay, so this is the birthday episode.
Show 32.
De moi, the Hindu. And we have two guests with us today. Our dearly beloved Bean Paul, who doesn't really listen to us anymore.
Yeah. Well,
so dearly beloved, I'm not sure it would be the right term.
And who I like to term Medrick, but the Jew doesn't like Medrick.
No, I think it's retarded.
Yeah, You're retarded. You're retarded as well. So Medrick is a friend of mine who I just met this year, but he's been a friend of the Jew and Bean Paul for a while, I guess. I don't know. How long?
Oh, very, very, very long.
We go
far, far back.
Okay, so what he does is, his basic hobbies are to introduce him reading textbooks.
I'll be right back.
And he owns a house, which is kind of cool.
He owns a few houses.
See, no, he has his own house, but he reads textbooks. And if I had a house, man, I'd have like parties there all the time. It'd be ridiculous.
Dude, we can get stoned sometime.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't get stoned.
None of us would do that.
Yeah, he has a point.
That's a good point.
But what we should do is have a Christmas party at your house. We should get like music blasting, lots of good food, TV. It'll rock. We should get all the people we know who are like us to come, as opposed to people who we know who aren't like us. Because I have a lot of friends who are the complete antithesis of you. As in, they have fun, but don't study. All the time. So, the Jew's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
The Jew disappeared.
Oh, birthday presents. So far, Bean Paul hasn't gotten me anything, but that's fine. I know he hasn't had enough time. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm not scolding or anything.
I'm Eddie. I'm busy.
Sure. No, he's Bean Paul. There is no Eddie here. Who is Eddie? Who are you talking about?
All right. I was talking about that ghost over there.
Yeah, that's fine. And from Medrick, I got the Anchorman DVD, which was very nice of him. I was surprised because we only just met each other. Like, what? Well, the first time we talked to each other,
you guys
was
all been having all the time because you've had to listen to them.
In 2 weeks, we've become incredible friends. It's weird.
It's amazing.
Incredible. Thick.
Yeah. Better than you.
Oh, mean.
That's right.
Well, that's just because he's Jewish.
This is true. You do have a point. And the Jew got me an iPod case, which was very nice of him as well.
And
I appreciate
Jewish.
That. Yes, he has a good point.
What?
You spent money.
It was
for someone else.
It was generous.
Yeah.
Yes, I should get double points. And I'm taking you to...
You made me... No, you can't hold over me the fact that you're taking me to
what
the
are you
boat
about?
Show.
You don't have to go.
You have to... Come, it's going to be great.
Oh,
you get food.
You'll get food.
It'll be fun. You'll enjoy it. Ask Beanpole. It's fun. Have you asked Beanpole yet? Are you going to ask Beanpole? 5 minutes later, have you still asked Beanpole? Where's Beanpole? Did you ask Beanpole? And telling me
had
I
had a lot of work that night. Beanpole was not in the best mood.
Tell us what you did today.
I'll tell them what I did later.
Well, I went bowling on my league this morning, and then I went to my grandfather's wedding.
Cool. Is he marrying a hot babe?
Yes, my grandfather.
Well, no, like,
who is
no,
a bit old.
Dude, no, Anna Nicole Smith married this incredibly old dude. He's hot.
We were listening to it on Wait Wait.
What?
We were listening to it on Wait Wait, remember? And they're talking about the
Supreme
Court.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Good stuff.
Then I came over here.
Well, that was an incredibly heartrending edition of Beanpole's Day. Now, coming up next is my day. So, I wake up at, I think, 6:30 this morning, and
then
I do all the usual, my morning rituals and, not tribulations, what's the word I'm looking for?
Trials.
No, not trials. No, my rituals and, what's it called?
What's that song?
What's it called?
Rituals and practices?
No, dude, it ends in lations, ablutions or something like
ablations?
That. Ablations? No, it's not ablations, is it?
It's not even a word.
It is a word. Keep quiet. Anyway, doesn't matter. So I did that, and then I prayed.
Contemplations.
No, not contemplations. Anyway, I prayed to God, so I do well on my SAT, because I'm taking my SAT. Oh, I thought you were smoky for a second. I was like,
no.
Whoa.
No, I'm shining the
so I head up for my SAT, and I realize I'm not on the roster. So I go down to find out why I'm not on the roster, and it's because TJ is stupid. I hate TJ with a passion. Now, you're there supposed to be this incredibly clever school. Kick them. I'm better than all of them. I can take them all down one by one. Anyway, so I finished the SAT, which was incredibly stupid, and I don't have to do it again, thank God. And then I came home.
How do you know you don't have to do it again?
Shut up, I'm talking.
What if you do bad?
No, I'm not going to do it again.
Well, but don't
I refuse to do it again. Then I came home, and I watched Jimi Hendrix live at Woodstock. Oh, totally blew me away. absolutely fantastic guitarist, best guitarist ever. I mean, if you're going to look for like really good musicians,
truly magnificent.
Yes, if you go to look for really good musicians, you usually go to jazz. But when it comes to best guitarist ever, it's Jimi Hendrix. There's no comparison. That man played 24/7. As I told Medrick earlier, he'd like have sex and then reach over, pick up his guitar, and start playing.
Dude, I did that today.
You don't have a guitar.
Dude.
You didn't have sex.
Dude, I don't trip you.
He doesn't. He's milky white. He's as milky white as the Jew. It's true.
And he's whiter than I.
Anyway,
than
so
I.
After
you're
that,
I
called the Jew a couple of times.
You won't even listen to music.
He said he'd come over. I didn't really pay attention because it's him after all. I mean,
yeah, it took me about
really
an hour and a half
anymore.
To get
yeah, I know. You called me like, I'll be over there after he gets some meat in my system. An hour later, I'll be over there shortly. After another hour, I'll be there soon. And finally, 2 hours later, he arrives at my house.
I had a lot to do.
But he did bring the bee spray, or wasp spray, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I like to call it waspy dent.
Waspy dent.
Nice. I just made that up.
Market it.
It's not that bad. Waspy dent.
No, it's
great.
It's totally infomercial ready.
It's good stuff. Oh, and then I got a call from Medrick, and
what
he said,
"Waspy dent."
Well, let me tell you. Indeed, Waspy dent is a brand new product from your favorite company, Killers & Co., designed specifically to kill those annoying wasps.
Okay, we gotta make it like the OxyClean commercial. It's like, oh, this spray, it's amazing. You gotta get this spray. It kills wasps, kills hornets, it kills regular bumblebees. It'll kill anything. Buy now! Have you seen him?
Yes.
The guy that does OxyClean?
It's great. Well done. You did a very, very good...
Buy now! No, but it's so funny because they'll start sweating.
Oh, wait, you know...
And then his assistant's like, calm down.
You know the dude, you know the old dude in the Six Flags commercials?
Oh,
dude, he freaks me out so much.
No kidding.
He is so incredibly scary.
Dude, he is so what?
No, he's just so incredibly scary.
Though.
Yeah, it's good. It's the Benga Boys thing, isn't it? The Benga Boys are coming and everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco, etc. They're like this early 90s group where like this hot like black woman and this blonde and these two guys.
Wow,
yes, yes, you're a hot black woman. Well done.
Okay, so
I got a call from Medrick, and he said he'd be over soon, but he said he couldn't stay the night. This is a sleepover, by the way, my birthday. And because he had to go to church, because he's the head deacon. And then I said, Jesus doesn't mind if you don't go for one day, because after all, it is my birthday, and God and I are on a good understanding. I communicate with him, especially Jesus is my man.
Jesus,
he's a J-man.
Like,
oh, booyah. J-C? He and me are buddies from way back, yo.
Straight up.
He's one of my Jewish homies.
We've been tripping out together.
Dude, testify.
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 Testify. Hallelujah.
How do you not testify?
Praise the Lord.
I'm black.
Amen to that,
dude,
brother.
Dude, you're great. We should have had you on the show a lot earlier.
We're talking about Kiss.
Yeah,
Sandra.
Yeah. Talk about her. Go ahead. This is your story.
No last names, though. We prefer.
Yeah,
no last names. Okay.
Does
well, there's this girl.
No, but
there's this girl who's,
you can give her first name,
who
like
had this horrible name
right?
of Susan and realized it at the age of 16, changed it to Cassandra, so everybody
What's
calls her Cassandra.
They can't see you.
Yeah,
he's like gesturing all over with his hand. And I'm like, why is he using his hand? And you're still using your hand.
What are you talking
feel
about?
Feel it! I will gesture aggressively towards you.
Oh.
What? Anyway, sure.
Do you mind using your... You're rich. Come on, can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, sure.
Can I
have a
picture
phone.
My email?
Sure, go.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he has this coolest the Motorola Razr thing. That is so rocking.
And she refers to black people, my people, that is, as...
The N-word.
There
we
go.
Gotta be careful here.
And
wait, you can say it. We'll just bleep it out.
It's so much more. I took offense and I cried.
But you're virtually white, dude.
Well, I'm African American.
Well, this
yeah, but
crazy.
You look white.
Wait,
well, you're whiter than
you're
I
black?
Am. Did you know that?
I don't know if I can be friends with you.
Boom.
Oh,
that was good.
I'm not gonna make
it. Yeah, but seriously, you don't. You're whiter than I am.
I'm African American.
I know you are.
Wait,
I'll be back in two.
Yeah,
yes, yeah.
I was born in Africa.
Where is Egypt? Where is Egypt?
I knew it now.
Well done. Well done. Would you like a special prize for knowing where Egypt is? Let's give him a little clap.
Yay, Jew!
You know where Egypt is.
One time I peed on the pyramids.
Really?
Yep.
That is so cool.
I want to pee on the pyramids.
I haven't. I want to go to Egypt.
Oh, what now? Dude, I've been doing another.
You want to?
Yeah, but you didn't know where
Egypt
was.
You want to pee on the pyramids? Dude. You and I should go so pee on the pyramids.
Yes!
We can
that is the plan.
And then pee on the pyramids.
That is the plan. That's a good plan.
That is what we're doing for your next birthday.
It
we're
going to
urinate
yeah.
on pyramids.
Would you skip college like halfway through?
What happened to
and
Beanpole?
He went somewhere. Probably
Beanpole.
To get a drink.
Going to the bathroom, Beanpole?
I think he went to get a drink.
Oh, alright.
Don't do it. You can't
you
do it. You can't do it. You can't do it.
No, I can't. Okay, so...
Only cool people can do that.
Well, I'm cool and I can't do it. Only people who've been drinking and smoking for like 40 years can do it.
Wait, let's get to something else. Because I want to talk about my dick.
Well, talk about it.
Hey.
Okay, there's no volume button on an acoustic.
I know. Your fingers.
My fingers have volume buttons?
Yes.
Oh.
Knobs, actually.
Must be knobs I've never seen before.
Okay,
talk about your day. Don't talk
I woke
about
up
my knobs.
And it was raining. It's been raining here for about...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think it's because...
It oh, he's before. Brought his trombone.
Bad one.
Well, it doesn't matter. We can jam anyways. Later,
okay.
though.
So anyways, it's been raining here for like over 24
week.
Hours. Like
yeah.
48 hours straight. Like straight raining.
3 days, man.
Like straight raining.
It's been raining since my birthday.
Yeah, like
no, it's been raining since my birthday.
Like solid rain, like solid. So anyways, this morning...
There is no other type of rain after all.
I mean, like,
there's like translucent rain,
it's not
transparent rain,
it's not intermittent.
Liquid rain.
Oh, please, come on, let me tell my
gassy
story.
Gassy rain. And you're gone.
It's not, you know, it's just been coming
no black
lot,
rain,
so
though. What happened to black rain?
It's so racist. Natural forces are so racist. There is no...
Snow's white.
There is no natural disaster which is black. Except for, like, thunderstorms.
Take black people.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
they're
we should talk
the
about
first
this.
To die.
Can I please tell my story?
Oh, now you know how it feels, don't you?
Oh,
now it, you know how it feels. What are you doing?
This is my mouth.
Oh, is that your spit valve?
It's
the gassy ray.
The
gassy ray. Take it away.
Oh.
You sound like a dead moose.
Duck. Duck.
Moose.
Okay, what sounds like a duck or moose?
It sounds like...
Okay.
Sounds like
please,
Prakash!
There's no Prakash here!
They
there's
they
the Hindu,
Prakash,
there's the Jew, Beanpole, and your Medrick.
Sounds like the Hindu in the morning. Do it again.
How do you know what I sound like in the morning?
Oh, I know.
Oh, I see!
He stalks you. Okay, so anyways...
What did you say?
Right by my house floods when there's, like, any rain at all. So, the mini
Jew... Will's, like, just sitting on the bed and blowing on this thing. While the Jew is actually seriously trying to tell a story.
Mini Jew and I went down to the creek by my house. And we brought my... Actually, I'm going
to
stick that at the end of the show.
You.
We brought my iPod with my iTalk with it. And we recorded some just to try out my new mic. And, it worked well. And, okay, so it's coming over the road. Like, it was... When we got there, it was about an inch and a half over the road, 2 inches. And then by the time
yeah,
we left,
know how
it
overflows,
was about,
I've seen it.
It was about 5 inches over the road. We were walking in it, it was so much fun.
Yeah,
and so we were throwing stuff in, it would shoot under the road and come out the other side. It was like whitewater rapids.
Safety.
Awesome.
Sorry.
Go on.
That's not allowed on this show.
Point of 236 was awesome.
Really?
Okay, wait, I'm gonna have to call the cops on you.
What did he say?
Safety.
Implying that he farted.
I'm so confused right now. You can stop that! That's so annoying!
I'm adding sound effects when I'm farting.
Okay, finish your story, because I need to talk about something.
I'm done.
Are you done? Okay, so basically, since no one actually listened to him when he was speaking, he took the iTalk, he stuck a microphone in it, and apparently it rocked. Which is good. I like to know that. That's good to know. On to more interesting stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna smack you over the head, seriously. So, we were in school, right? First period, after first period, we always have announcements. And this one was about Mad Team. So this random, I can't stand the voices, you know? It's like women sound like they're airheads, you know what I mean? They're like,
yeah, I know.
What are you doing? Oh, jeez, I thought you were smacking something. Smacking, that's right, you know what I mean. Anyway, so she goes, On Wednesday is the junior varsity mat team. Bring a pen, a calculator, and of course, your mind! Just in case you forget to bring your mind! Such a stupid comment. It was so hilarious.
Yeah, the Jew started cracking up for like 10 minutes.
The Jew?
The Hindu, sorry.
Yeah, it was incredible. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't bring your mind. You have to stay out.
Are you the same for Jude?
I left my mind at home today. Can I get my mom to bring it into school?
Manifest.
Yeah. I told you should have switched into one.
Bastards. That's gonna be hilarious class.
Oh yeah.
Blah blah blah.
Michelle.
That's so funny. Okay, so when our teacher.
What is the derivative of x squared?
And then when you know how everyone answers in like this murmuring tone? Because no one wants to be heard. So what we do is we go. What's the derivative of f prime of x? And everyone's like, 1, 3. And we're like. We do it so much.
You guys are so obnoxious.
Oh, class.
No wonder she hates you.
Yeah. She hates me because she's not getting any. She's like the woman in Van Wilder. No, she's mean because she's not getting any. Metric agrees with me. That's why she's mean.
You could be right, but...
She's like the woman
that's
in Van Wilder.
No, she could be right, but I wouldn't say that. She's nice. I like her.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't say it myself, but you might be right.
Yeah, exactly. But she's cool. She's like definitely one of my favorite teachers. So much better than my computer science teacher.
The physics teacher.
Rhoda Heber.
Oh, last name there?
Yeah, we're not supposed to say last names.
That's okay, screw that.
That's not her name.
Yeah, we probably...
That's obviously a fake name. Nobody would have that
name. It's her alias.
Well, see, she like really likes UVA. Well, myself and I know at least a few
other
people...
Oh, it's so funny. What's his name?
Robbie? Yeah,
Saxon.
Robbie.
He writes on the test.
I know,
so
every page is go Tech.
Yeah, so all you people out from Virginia, there's two rival state schools, UVA and Virginia
Tech. Which is University of Virginia, by the way.
And
yeah,
so
I'm applying to UVA.
I'm applying to Tech, but I don't want to go there.
I'm applying to Tech, and I do want to go there.
Go Nova!
Oh, we need like a 1.1 average to get into Nova.
No, you don't.
Graduate high school.
I'm out.
Okay, so what's his name? Cedric?
Medrick.
Okay, yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
It's a good show, that Steve Harvey show.
Okay, Medrick is like one of these, probably the best student in the school. He like studies so hard. He reads the textbooks. And he like
he doesn't
never,
do anything else.
He never fails.
He reads
he, like,
the textbook.
Owns 100%.
No, he reads the textbook and he goes to church. That's the life. And he owns his own house.
That's Medrick's life.
He's a Jesus boy.
Wait, you're making my point go away.
My point leaves me like your father did before you.
Okay, he wants to go to VCU. He wants to go to VCU. Okay, you definitely have to go.
That's
hilarious. I don't have my instrument.
You're not gonna let him talk on his
slide.
Every time he tries to make a point. Oh man, I'm so amused.
Safety. Okay, that's not funny.
Yeah, dude, no. How many times are you gonna fart? Go on, David.
Deeper.
Say something. Okay, get on with your point. I want you to get over.
That's good.
Point.
We've got to get a sound bite of that. Okay, so he wants to go to VCU. He wants to go to VCU, which is, you know, it's a good school and all, but it's not like...
Amazing.
It's in a Virginia
It's school. Not worthy of him.
It's not the Ivy League school or anything. It's like the school you could get into.
Yeah, he has like a 4.08 average, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Oh, my friend TJ has a 4.35-ish.
Wow.
She's got you. And it's a girl.
Oh, man. I think they get 1 plus for AP.
I think they get 1 plus for
girls. So much like
Wait,
a dying
Wait, just
moves.
The top. Put the slide just on the top. Just on, yeah.
Yes, I know.
How about you finish your point?
Because
everyone's lost track of the story.
That's interesting. Okay.
Let him finish.
I'm done. He wants to go to VCU, he could do better. That's basically it.
You need to come up with better stories if you want us to actually listen.
I thought you were going to talk some and tell about how you should just stop trying.
For what?
If he wants to go to VCU, he can basically already get in there, so he should just stop.
Three bears walk into a bar.
And?
That's the extent of it. They walked into a bar. They're bears. They can't walk into a bar.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they walk into a bar, like, a bar, and they hurt themselves.
Yeah, a guy walks into the bar, what did he say?
Ow.
Oh, you're so funny. Look at me wriggle with laughter. Oh, I'm dying on the ground because I'm becoming asphyxiated.
I'm Michelton, I'm frigid.
She's what?
Frigid and cold.
She's an alabaster demoness. Because she's not getting any from the alabaster demon.
What the hell? Interesting.
Since we just watched Van Wilder, oh, that's so funny. How do you say it? Part the porpoise. Such a funny scene. I want to learn the great American art of mouth diving. Are you enjoying that?
Yes. Being porpoise, having fun doing crap.
Actually, wait, tell me what you think of this tune, because I like it, but he doesn't. Oh man, that sounds like... Seriously, that sounds like a dead moose.
No. I've heard a dead moose.
What does it sound like? I've never heard
it. Nothing like that.
I want to be a moose.
No, it goes really peacefully. It actually has slash words. It speaks English.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, only to those...
You mean Canadian English.
Can anyone Canadian. Say the difference
I'm a boot
between
to die.
These two
yes,
pieces?
I can.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference, so if you can, it would be very bad. This mouthpiece is a 6.5 AL. This is
that tells me so much!
That means this is very small, and it's made for a tenor trombone. This is a 1.5 G. It's very big and made for a bass trombone.
Yeah!
Would you say that it is girthy?
I don't know. It might be girthy.
I'd agree. It's got quite a big girth to it.
You know what else has a big girth to it?
Don't go there. Okay, that doesn't work.
That's half the notes without half the instrument.
Well, you know what I downloaded? Oh, I mean, ball with real money.
With real money? We don't download. We buy things with real money.
Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. I was listening to it the other day. I gotta play it for you.
Oh, sweet dreams are made of these. I am watching you through cameras. I know that's not the song, but I like singing it.
Do disagree. Travel the world in the seven seas. Everybody's
looking for something.
Some of them want
to amuse you. Some of them want to be amused by you. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be used by you.
Will
you stop that? God!
It's a good song.
I think taps.
I don't know what taps are. And frankly, I don't care what taps are. Play something in the C scale.
So mariachi.
Salsa, is that the
no, I said I have a dog called something because I have a cat.
Yeah.
And
Yes, my children.
Sí, mi hijos. Sí, mis hijos. Mi padre es muy bueno.
I love songs with meaning.
Yes, it's true.
That was so Spanish.
Ay, 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 ay. Mi perro es muy loco.
I think at the end of the show we're gonna stick it. I think right now we'll stop the show and record a song. Let's do it. This may be the end for
Medrick.
Medrick, if he has to go for a
day. I can't remember your name right now.
Say bye in case you're gonna be gone.
This could be the end.
He has another an hour.
Okay. It still could.
There you go.
Mis hijos, te gusta la guitarra. Ay, 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 mi nombre es su casa. Santa arriba, arriba, mi gato es muy bueno. Ay, 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 mi perro es muy loco. Mis hijos, te gusta la guitarra. Yo tengo un sacapuntas. Salida. Me gusta la agua de coco. Y flipa de Kaukenkusen.
Jawohl, in mein Herr, er ist leer.
Sí, hey,
Kaukenlü.
Kaukenlü, Bekash.
What does that mean?
It's Hollandish?
Oh, I can't believe you called me that!
No, it's not calling you something, it's just a Christian.
I know what it is, I live there.
Hello.
Okay, I got that.
Wait, do you want to hear this?
Yes.
This should be bonus audio.